the Pam Bondi Epstein file hearing. Holy shit. Let's not waste any time, okay?
These are senior officials in the Trump administration. This is not a game, Secretary.
I'm Attorney General.
My apologies, I couldn't tell.
We have to lead into this, okay? It's been going on for 5 hours. Jesus Christ.
Donald Trump attended various parties with Jeffrey Epstein. I want to know, were there any underage girls at that party or at any party that Trump attended with Jeffrey Epstein?
This is so ridiculous, and that they are trying to deflect from all the great things Donald Trump has done. There is no evidence that Donald Trump has committed a crime. Everyone knows that. This has been the most transparent presidency. He's the one
I'm I got your answer. You
President
said there's no evidence.
Trump asked
Mr. Chairman, please stop the clock.
My time.
Stop
the clock. The legislation.
Time belongs to the gentleman from California.
Okay.
I have seen multiple clips. I have never seen a hearing go this badly for anyone ever. Not even close. It makes Kash Patel's hearings look competent and well executed. They should have taken her out back, like behind the shed, months ago. She is the weakest link, dude. She is the weakest link. Like, anyone, she is really, really, really bad at this. So bad, it's actually passing beyond the watermark for MAGA incompetence when questioned by Congress, which was already extremely high. Like, look at, okay, it's been going on for 5 hours. Look at how much there is to look at. Here's Asin, one of the two big, like, you know, nerdy wonk clip channel, whatever else, okay? Look at this, okay? Most recent post, 38 seconds ago. Crockett to Bondi, convince some of these perpetrators that raped these women that are sitting behind you that you refuse to even acknowledge. So that's the temperature we're at as of 38 seconds ago on the clip channel. Now, let me just really quickly scroll through like a million clips 1 hour ago. It's been going on for 5 hours. It's an infinite, it's limitless.
There was one redaction out
where
of
he's
over
listed 4,700, as a co-conspirator.
And okay. We invited you in. This guy has Trump derangement syndrome. He needs
Show
to get, you're a failed
he
politician.
Yeah.
I find it interesting that she keeps going after President Trump, the greatest president in American history. And if they could maintain their composure, you don't tell me.
No,
anything.
Oh, I did tell you because
washed
we saw what you did in the Senate.
You're a lawyer, not even a lawyer.
Committee will be in.
You're
the
rules. Obsessed with Donald Trump. You have Trump derangement syndrome. All of you who participated in those impeachment hearings against Donald Trump, you all should be apologizing. You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it. The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about.
Trying to intimidate and punish these ladies.
Your time
coming
is up.
Forward.
Did she not see the jobs report? I am sure that the official MAGA line is that the jobs revision is fake. Wow, Pam really killing it. Yeah, if by it you mean the MAGA movement. Oh, I have genuinely, it's like beyond the pale. Look, in the White House, every single person there, every single one of them, either rapes kids or is fine with the people around them raping kids. They're all aware of the fact that they are looters who are trying to desperately scrape as much wealth out of the country as possible before the jig is up. Seriously, every single time the economy has any kind of lurch, anytime there's a shift, anytime there's new news, the information comes out late and a bunch of people get billions off of short selling, like American Treasury bonds or specific companies. Like every single time there's any news, there's billions made in insider trading right beforehand. It's happened every time with no exceptions. So we know that all of this is about wealth transfer. And I think that like the Pam Bondi, who's genuinely like pretty stupid, keep in mind her only qualification really for being where she is right now is that she was like Trump's gal, you know, like literally just working for him. The more competent people in the White House are the people who can distract you from this effectively. But I think it's tough for anyone, right? When you're in an environment that's this evil, like not having that seep into your behavior It's really, really, really tough, you know? Because everyone's like, why doesn't she simply lie perfectly? Well, you try lying perfectly when, one, you're 85 IQ, and two, day in and day out, you are surrounded by the most evil people in the world who you agree with, and they're all, like, gunning each other on nonstop. She makes Carolyn Leavitt look like a real professional? Yeah, for sure. Not sure why you're comparing them. Is it because they're both blonde women? Okay.
Welcome, Attorney General Bondi. You've got the best lawyer's job in America because your mission is justice and your clients are the American people. But to promote justice for the people, you've got to listen to the victims, like the women seated behind you today. Those are just some of the hundreds of survivors of Jeffrey Epstein's global sex trafficking ring who are demanding that the truth be told and are demanding accountability for the abusers who trafficked and raped them. You still haven't met with these survivors. So with their permission, let me introduce to you the survivors and late survivors' family members who are present today. There's Teresa Helm, there's Jess Michaels, Laura Bloom McGee, Danny Bensky, Liz Stein, Marina Lacerda, Sky and...
It's true, she has not met with a single one of them, by the way. They're not even pretending to care about the Epstein files.
Amanda Roberts, who are...
The Deputy Attorney General just flatly said on TV, like a week ago, we're not investigating anyone in the files. You know, like they're not even putting forward the pretense. It's crazy because you'd think, like, the intelligent thing for them to do would be to, like, mention every Democrat in the files, then play that up. Like, go after Bill Gates or something, I don't know. But they can't really do that because the moment they do that, the first thing that comes up is, okay, what about, like... What, like, okay, so let's bring them to Congress. Let's have them testify, right? You know, but they don't want that, right? It's like how the Bill and Hillary Clinton thing is not going to be an open testimony because the last thing the Republicans want is anybody speaking under oath about what happened there. Yeah, Bill Clinton's wearing a suicide vest. He's like, dare me to do it. Dare me. He's got TNT wrapped around his chest. They don't care, you know? It's like the MAGA movement is so odious that it's actually managed to alienate their fellow pedophiles. It's crazy. There used to be this like synchronicity at the upper end of the American aristocracy. Like it didn't matter what party you were a part of. If you were at Epstein Island, you were all like friends, you know, comrades in arms or whatever. But that seems to be broken now to a large extent.
The family of the late Virginia Giuffre, Charlene Richard, and Lisa Phillips. Now, you're not showing a lot of interest in the victims, Madam Attorney General. Whether it's Epstein's human trafficking ring or the homicidal governmental violence against citizens in Minneapolis, as Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators and you're ignoring the victims. That will be your legacy unless you act quickly to change course.
Thank you, Raskin. Like, this is just the setup, the 5 hours, guy. Okay, we're gonna be here for a little while. This one's going down in the books.
That will be your legacy unless you act quickly to change course. You're running a massive Epstein cover-up right out of the Department of Justice. You've been ordered by subpoena and by Congress to turn over 6 million documents, photographs, and videos in the Epstein files.
But she's too dumb to realize what's going on. No, I think the more likely answer is that everyone in the White House knows it's over, basically. Between the jobs report today and Trump's declining popularity over time, I think they're all aware of the fact that at this point, any effort they put into trying to salvage the situation is just going to bring more attention to them. They're probably, yeah, Hitler in the bunker moment, basically. Like, they understand at this point there's no fixing this, and it's just a matter of how, like, detached you are. You know who the smartest person in the admin was? Dan Bongino.
But you've turned over only 3 million. You say you're not turning over the other 3 million because they're somehow duplicative, but we know that there are actual memos of victim statements in there, and you also...
This is not necessarily relevant to the Epstein stuff in particular, but moreover to my point that it's over and they're cooked. But if I remember correctly, there was a special election for a local House seat that flipped like 70 points. And that was just yesterday. Oh, no, better than Texas, Oklahoma. In 2024, it was Trump plus 60. Last night, it was the Democratic candidate plus 15, a 75-point flip. So with stuff like this happening around the country, like if this kind of flip was applied countrywide, we would have the entire, it would be a 50-0. It would be the actual Tim Pool 50-0 sweep. It would be like they would be counting the Electoral College votes from Puerto Rico if we had this kind of flip around. So in light of these numbers, again, I really do think the White House is just giving up. Like, why attach themselves to this project? It's over, you know?
So took down the Department of Justice's prosecution memo from 2019. So it's clearly not all duplicative, but even if it were, why not release it? Just release all the duplicative stuff. In the half you did produce, you redacted the names of abusers, enablers, accomplices, and co-conspirators, apparently to spare them embarrassment and disgrace, which is the exact opposite of what the law ordered you to do. Even worse, you shockingly failed to redact many of the victims' names, which is what you were...
By the way, Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie both got a peep at the unredacted Epstein files. Apparently Trump's name is mentioned within them over 1 million times. They both affirm that. 1 million. That's like if you took every mention of Harry Potter in the Harry Potter novels after changing every single word in the Harry Potter novels to Harry Potter and then stacked that up against Trump's mentions of the Epstein files.
Were ordered to do by Congress. Some of the victims had come forward publicly, but many had not. Many had kept their torment private, even from family and friends. But you published their names, their identities, their images on thousands of pages for the world to see. So you ignored the law, and even with over 100,000 employees at your disposal, you acted with some mixture of staggering incompetence, cold indifference, and jaded cruelty towards more than 1,000 victims raped, abused, and trafficked. This performance screams cover-up.
I agree. Here, I'm going to skip through Raskin because I think he's boring, and we get the intro, okay?
Of course, our efforts reach beyond our urban centers. We are striking crucial blows against terrorist organizations such as MS-13, TDA.
All right, well, glad we're staying on topic.
This administration has been sued 627 times. We fought through a nonstop flood of bad faith temporary restraining orders from liberal activist judges across this country. America has never seen this level of coordinated judicial opposition towards a presidential administration. It is not only an unlawful attack on the executive branch's authority, but a serious attack on the democratic process. In spite of this unprecedented judicial activism, we've attained 24 favorable rulings at the U.S. Supreme Court, their emergency docket, and even more to come. We've done so while ending the...
You're right. That's a strong argument for abolishing the Supreme Court and replacing it. Again, I reminder to, I assume a decent number of people are watching, whatever number of people are watching. I am now a democracy maximalist, by which I mean we have to do the most possible to preserve it, which means we have to replace the Supreme Court. We have to replace the Supreme Court. We have to get rid of the Senate. These things are not negotiable. We have to. There's like no way around it. Like, democracy can't survive these people.
Weaponization of the prior administration by dropping FACE Act prosecutions, exposing the Arctic Frost scandal via congressional disclosure, thank you, Chairman, and restoring one tier of justice in this country.
What? How would you replace the Supreme Court? You take out the people who are there, and then you put in new people.
Congress, all members of Congress, as you know, are invited to visit DOJ to see for yourselves. I want to take a moment to acknowledge the Epstein survivors who are here today. I'm a career prosecutor, and despite what the ranking member said, I have spent my entire career fighting for victims, and I will continue to do so.
It's so far past this point. Again, like, maybe it's just her being stupid, but the smartest thing she could do here is just not really say much of anything. Like, every time they ask her a question, she just, you know, says nothing, basically. The fact that she's actually, like, why would you commit yourself to this, like, a 5-hour grueling inquiry when you have nothing? You have nothing to give people.
I am deeply sorry for what any victim has been through, especially as a result of that monster. If you have any information to share with law enforcement about anyone who has hurt you or abused you, the FBI is waiting to hear from you.
Jesus Christ. The people who have made, like, their mission to share their story. Well, if you have anything to share, you can, like, call your local, like, call, you can leave us, like, a message on the answering machine, and we'll get back to you. She hasn't met with any of them.
I want you to know that any accusations of criminal wrongdoing will be taken seriously and investigated. The Department of...
Unless it's the inquiries already present within the Epstein files, in which case we'll completely ignore them and, like, lie about them and censor them and try not to release them and lie about their contents once they're out there.
Justice is committed to holding...
I know we're completely stonewalling all of the previous testimonies offered by Epstein victims, but we'll really, really, really take seriously these new ones.
...holding criminals accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
Yeah.
To the survivors in the room, if you are willing, please stand. And if you are willing, please raise your hands if you have still not been able to meet with this Department of Justice. Please know for the record that every single survivor has raised their hand.
Sheesh.
Attorney General Bondi, you apologized.
What would need to be in the files to make MAGA turn against Trump? Nothing. There's nothing. It does. Again, I've said this before. I hope people don't think I'm being hyperbolic, but, like, a video could come out of Trump raping a child and it would not make a difference meaningfully. These people live in information bubbles. They're not like you might as well, like, genuinely, you might as well ask, like, what debunk of the Bible would it take to finally make people not Christian? It's like, I don't know, man. Like, you can convince some people, but for the most part, that's metaphysical. You're not really like that. Like, you're that's the level we're talking about here, you know,
to the survivors in your opening statement for what they went through at the hands of Jeffrey Epstein. Will you turn to them now and apologize for what your Department of Justice has put them through with the absolutely unacceptable release of the Epstein files and their information?
Congresswoman, no. You sat before...
No.
Merrick Garland sat in this chair twice.
Attorney General
twice.
Bondi...
No, can I
gonna
finish my answer?
No, I'm going to reclaim my time because I asked you a specific question that I would like you to answer, which is, will you turn to the survivors? This is not about anybody that came before you. It is about you taking responsibility for your Department of Justice and the harm that it has done to the survivors who are standing right behind you and are waiting for you to turn to them and apologize for what your Department of Justice has
done. Members get to ask the questions. The witness gets to answer in the way they want to answer it. Attorney General
that's
respond.
Not accurate, Mr. Chairman.
Because she doesn't like the answer.
Time.
So,
here we go.
Mr. Chairman,
why
I have asked
didn't she asked Merrick Garland this?
I am reclaiming my time,
my
and when I
will
reclaim my time, it
I'm
is
Mr. Chairman,
my
the gentlelady's reclaimed her time.
I'm not going to get in the gutter for her theatrics.
The time belongs to the gentlelady. The gentlelady has 17 seconds.
Thank you.
It's crazy how far we've fallen, man. Like, obviously everything here is theatrics, but the idea of, like, acknowledging the victims of a child sex trafficking ring, that, like, that, you know, being dismissively referred to as theatrics, we've fallen so goddamn far.
And that is the gentlelady from Texas.
I ask unanimous consent to enter into the record. El Paso airspace reopened.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to this, like, in a bit, I guess.
Open after FAA quickly rescinds 10-day flights restriction. This was published by the Texas Tribune on February 11th, 2026. And it says it was because of an impasse with the DOD over the use of unmanned military aircraft.
Without-
That's a different thing. But yeah, they shut down in what is essentially like an unprecedented act. They shut down airspace over El Paso because the DOD f***ed up and like flew too close. Like, it was really, really weird, really weird situation. Saw that just before I went to sleep.
So I really have just one question for you. How many of Epstein's co-conspirators have you indicted? How many perpetrators are you even investigating?
First, you showed it. I find it.
How many have you indicted?
Excuse me. I'm going to answer the question.
Answer my question.
No, I'm going to answer the question the way I want to answer the question.
No, you're going to answer the question the way I asked it.
Chairman Jordan, I'm not going to.
Word of the day.
Get in the gutter with these people.
How many
but I'm going to answer the question.
How many of you indicted?
Again, the time belongs to me.
Claiming my time.
The time belongs to me.
I think it's very interesting.
Claiming my time.
I think it's very interesting.
You can reclaim your time.
He talks about they indicted.
Time,
the president said they indicted him twice.
Mr. Chairman, please stop the clock and restore his time.
Oh, okay. Here we go with these theatrics.
Jesus Christ, this is only 1 hour in.
I mean, you can let her filibuster all day long, but not on our watch. Not on our time. No way. And I told you about that, Attorney General, before you started.
You don't tell me.
No,
anything.
I did tell you because
Washed
we saw
up.
What you did in the Senate.
A lawyer, not even a lawyer.
Committee will be in order.
Time, and I should get back at least 45 seconds.
We will give you a few more seconds. I
not
said that already.
Seconds, 45 seconds.
Okay.
You can let her filibuster all day long, but not on our watch.
It probably doesn't need stating, but like in a normal country or even in this country, like 15 years ago, behavior like this would have had you in contempt pretty quickly.
The time is yours.
Thank you. First, he brought up the president saying they indicted me twice. They sure did. They tried to impeach him twice. And you, Mr. Nadler, were one of the leads on the impeachment. I was on the other side. I lived that with you. During impeachment, you said the president can.
But she needs her social media clips? No, she's not doing this for her. The only two explanations for her behavior here or is one, genuinely just very stupid, thinks this is a hill she can die on, or two, she's deliberately taking the fall for the administration. She's already not very well liked by MAGA for a variety of reasons. It's possible that she's like, she's been told essentially to just deliberately fan the flames on her so that it detracts from the attention directed at other people in the admin, you know?
Inspired, sought foreign interference in the 2016 election. Robert Mueller found no evidence, none, of foreign interference in 2016. Have you apologized to President Trump? Have you apologized to President Trump, all of you who participated in those impeachment hearings against Donald Trump? You all should be apologizing.
Stuff like this makes me think that she's a sacrificial lamb because I have no idea why she would do this otherwise.
You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it. You know, all they want to do, all the American people need to know this. They are talking about Epstein today. This has been around since the Obama administration. This administration released over 3 million pages of documents, over 3 million, and Donald Trump signed that law to release all of those documents. He is the most transparent president in the nation's history.
Like, I don't get what the point of doing this is when everybody knows that Trump spent an entire year dragging out the release of the files, and then they censored the fuck out of them, and now they refuse to do anything about them, and also they're full of unjustified redaction. Like, what? Like, I know that they can lie about anything, but genuinely, what's the point of this? Even Republicans don't think that the Epstein release has been handled well. Remember, was it at CPAC when Megyn Kelly was out there on the stage, and she was like, clap if you are happy with how the Epstein files have been handled by the admin, and everyone started booing? Like, even hardcore Republicans are not happy with how this is going. They're not, you're not winning back these people. These are unrecoverable numbers.
And none of them ask Merrick Garland over the last 4 years one word about Jeffrey Epstein. How ironic is that? You know why? Because Donald Trump, the Dow right now is over, the Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock.
Were you watching me?
Trader, as I hear Raskin, the Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is...
This is how they talk in their child rape clubs, by the way. Like, this is how they actually feel. It doesn't matter if she's playing it up for the bit. It's how they actually feel. Like, yeah, they rape kids. Who cares, dog? It's a bull market, you know? Who gives a shit?
Now, the Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be talking about, what does a Dow have to do with anything? That's what they just asked. Are you kidding?
Mr. Jordan, Mr. Jordan.
Committee will be in order.
Mr. Jordan, am I going to get an extra 45 seconds added to my...
Someone's yelling back there.
...time?
The committee will be in order. The time belongs to the gentleman from Texas.
I do, to a large extent, blame the Dems for this as well, because the Dems really have contributed to the political environment where we associate stock market trends with people's, like, regular everyday... Like, that. This is the ultimate retreat that Trump gets to fall back on, because the stock market is, in fact, doing well. And I warned all of you guys. I said, like, the stock market might be flagging now because of the tariffs, but there's no guarantee that's going to stay. Even in, like, right before the Great Depression, the stock market was doing great. It's always doing great until it's not, you know? The relationship between the economy and the stock market is, like, tenuous at best. We really need to, like, I mean, I, like, obviously, again, the maximalist position here is that the stock market is fundamentally evil and shouldn't exist at all, which is, of course, true. But even, like, the more moderate, you know, we have to acknowledge the stock market basically just represents economic well-being for stockholders, not for regular people. Democrats need to catch up on this, you know, and not just with copping off Bernie Sanders' language about the 99% or whatever. I mean, like, they need to start addressing the stock market as a separate economic entity. The Dow right now. Oh, whatever.
Attorney General can respond.
I find it interesting that she keeps going after President Trump, the greatest president in American history. And if they could maintain their composure, this isn't a
sacrificial
circus.
Lamb.
This is a hearing. I find it interesting she keeps going after Donald Trump. She doesn't say how much money she took from Reid Hoffman, did you?
Mr. Chairman, regular
anything.
Order, please.
She
regular
posted
order.
Nothing on her X account, on her Twitter account, during the Biden years.
Gentlelady.
Yet now,
Chairman,
all of a sudden,
no question
she's
asked.
Going after
the will be in order.
Order. There was
files.
No question
will be in
on
order.
The Attorney General. She doesn't just get to
Middle,
speak.
Committee will be in order.
I have a point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Committee will be in order.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Gentlelady can state her point of order.
When a witness not attacks...
Not a valid point of order. You got to state...
She hasn't completed her point of order yet. Please let her...
What would be the play after this, though? For the GOP? There isn't. The MAGA movement's dead. It really, really is. Again, look at the special elections around the country. Look at Trump's popularity. On, like, every possible metric, this movement is dying and dead. I've got a Nick Fuentes quote. Not quote, sorry. Like, a clip. Lined up later, so like to sort of evidence this point that even from the far right, this is a waste. The problem is, like, at the end of the day, they had all the power in the world and they did literally nothing with it. They didn't even do a mix of good and bad. You can't even do they made the trains run on time or whatever. There's just nothing. Everything that could have been broken broke. And everything they could have done, they didn't. They succeeded in nothing. The only meaningful cultural shift they participated in was trying to make America even more pro-Israel, which didn't really work out to the benefit of anyone, including Israel. There's no more momentum here. Like, they have genuinely burnt more political capital on defending themselves against Epstein, you know, related attacks than they have anything else. It's the smart members of the administration will start leaving soon. Isn't there a Republican congressman who is rumored to be retiring very soon? And if he does so, the Republicans lose their majority.
Speak, Mr. Chairman. Let's have some regular order here.
Regular order is you got to state the rule. And
I am trying. I am trying to make a point of order that the witness,
and what
without,
rule are you referring to?
Without responding to a question, has attacked me personally. I think it's pathetic that she can't answer the questions and instead is attacking.
That is not even close to a point
of committee.
Order. The gentleman from Wisconsin.
Oy, 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 oy.
The fact is, ICE is running rampant, and you are not investigating them. when they killed Mr. Pretty and Ms. Good, that was an execution. And you did not investigate it. And you tried to investigate her, Ms. Good's widow, and you tried to investigate Mr. Pretty. They were executed like Christy Noem executed her dog. And that was wrong. And you should investigate those people, and you should investigate anybody that uses a weapon, in federal official or not, for civil rights violations. I yield back the balance.
Gentleman yields back his...
Very well said, Mr. Ancient Dinosaur Man.
And I think this committee in the country, Congress in the country, would like, excuse me, like to know if Mr. Brennan is going to be indicted.
What I can confirm is that we have received a referral from you, Chairman Jordan, to investigate John Brennan. His attorneys have made some public statements, but the department is still bound, of course, by our longstanding policy of not discussing matters. What I will say today, I can't confirm nor deny whether there is a pending investigation, but what I will say is no one is above the law.
Mr. Chairman.
She's so dumb, dude. It's like...
Nor deny whether there is a...
I can know that. Well, as to whether we're issuing the indictment, all I can say is maybe yes, maybe no. But keep one thing in mind, criminals. Maybe yes. I don't know. I'm starting to forget how actual politicians talk. I need to go back and watch some congressional testimonies from the Bush years to remind myself of how people talk before the MAGA movement, you know? By the way, go and do that, okay? Genuinely, George Bush sounds like a genius compared to every politician today, including Democrats. Everything has gotten so much worse, and it's not going to get better, and we're all going to die. We're going to die suffering. We're going to die, and then we're going to go to hell, because we all deserve to go to hell for existing in this time range. Seriously, go back and watch Bush talk. Go like watch a cabinet meeting, you know, from Newt Gingrich, any go back to the early 2000s, 90s, whatever. I swear to God, man, everyone is so much stupider now. What went wrong? Smartphones.
Pending investigation, but what I will say is no one is above the law.
Mr. Chairman,
weaponization has ended.
Yeah. Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
The Ohio Senate race is currently detonating for the GOP. Both GOP senators for Ohio are in the fires. In the files. Nice. The Ohio FIOs.
General Bondi, it's been reported that there were at one point 1,000 personnel assigned to the task of identifying and scrubbing Donald Trump's name from the Epstein files. Were those reports accurate?
I believe his name has appeared countless times in the documents
that have been released.
If I could finish, I'm going to read you the stats.
I just simply asked whether or not it was true that General Bondi, it's been...
You're right. I'm a teacher, and my 12-year-olds all know how based Epstein is from TikTok, but don't know what an email is. I don't want to engage with this. That's too much.
Because you're not answering the question. You do a Jekyll and Hyde kind of routine around here, and I just want you to answer my questions.
What does Jekyll and Hyde mean? Can you explain that?
Well, it means you're nice to the Republicans.
So charitably, you could assume that what she means is like, how does it apply to her behavior? But who knows?
You turn like Hyde on Democrats. But let me ask you.
Okay, I said fine.
That's why I find it absolutely despicable that you sought to protect Epstein's clients.
The Lou portion is pretty
like
bombastic.
Former Prince Andrew. Last July, you closed the case on Epstein's abusers. The July 2025 memo from your Department of Justice stated, quote, "We did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties." These two photos... Please put the photos back up. These two photos staring you in the face are evidence of a crime and more than enough evidence to predicate an investigation against former Prince Andrew. So I ask you, Attorney General Pam Bondi, why did you
just throwing that one up on C-SPAN, huh? All right. Well,
shut down this investigation last July, and why have you not prosecuted former Prince Andrew?
I don't believe you asked Merrick Garland these questions when he was Attorney General and set before.
I agree with you.
You twice.
I'm reclaiming my time.
Never
I agree with
it.
You. I agree with you. During,
you
the, Biden, during the Biden administration, I called for people looking at Epstein files. Thank Merrick Garland dropped the ball, as did Attorney General Bill Barr, as did Alex Acosta, a whole string of failures. But you are in charge. You have the power to change things, to hold these men accountable, and you're doing the opposite. You're protecting them. So I want to move.
Really, really good. Really good handling there from him. It's really tough for the Democrats to be impactful on this, because of course, like, Merrick Garland did also, like, he was also complicit in covering this up, right? Like, they all are. Biden probably didn't want to go for it because it would implicate Israel so much, because kind of the recurring theme in the Epstein files is that Israel is super duper evil. And he was like a hardcore Zionist. There's a lot of stuff there. So to be able to, like, say just flatly, like, they all f***ed up, now it's your turn, you know?
Move on to another man.
Can I answer
Donald
that,
Trump.
Though?
I want to move on to another
question. Can I answer your question about protecting
You answered the question.
You're saying no. I love this.
I want to discuss.
She's so mad. Holy.
Epstein should rot in hell. So should the men who patronize his operation. And as we sit here today, there are over 1,000 sex trafficking victims, and you have not held a single man accountable. Shame on you. If you had any decency, you would resign right after this hearing concludes.
The gentleman has expired.
May I respond?
Yeah, I don't know how you respond. No one can.
I did not ask a question.
He doesn't want to talk about the horrific crime in California. He does not want to talk about the crime in his state.
She can't just ad-lib stuff. I did not ask a question.
Dude, it's the same answer every time. She's so, they're so stupid. Like, just like as a lover of rhetoric, I guess, like, conceptually, it's offensive to me that she's not it's 5 hours of this. It's 5 hours. Hey, why don't you do something about the pedophiles? Well, why don't you do something about the homeless people in San Francisco?
It will be in order. The gentleman has yielded back his time. I think our next witness will be more than happy to let the Attorney General.
Madam Attorney.
I actually can't watch this anymore. It's too infuriating. It's going to be like this for the rest of our lives, unless the Republican Party is deemed a terrorist organization and every member of it is, at the very least, arrested and tried for complicity in the erasure of the Constitution. Not a bit, dude. Not a bit. This is like, We are very rapidly, it might be too late, like we might be over the hill. We are very rapidly becoming like a Balkan country, or like a post-Soviet country. You know what I mean? Like, nobody believes in the government. The government is composed entirely of oligarchs. Everyone is cartoonishly corrupt, but it doesn't like matter that much because they're also inept, you know? We're reaching like a meme country status, basically, you know? He used to, like, make fun of other countries for this. Like, you look at the government in Greece or something, and it's like, ha-ha, look, you know, 100% of Greek citizens hate their government. The Greek government hates 100% of their citizens. Nothing ever changes. They have no money. Difference being, of course, that people in Greece have free healthcare. So, you know, Greece's GDP is, like, $5, and somehow they still have free healthcare, and we don't. You know, what do you, make it make sense. Yeah, and they have good food. And they work less than we do. Maybe we do want to collapse. Maybe we would get a better.
Thank you, Congressman. This is what Congressman Liu.
The scale of this really dwarfs those other countries, though. Yeah, I think that you could pretty fairly say that the Epstein file scandal is probably the biggest government scandal in any country ever. I genuinely like it. A global child sex trafficking pedophilia conspiracy that implicates this many people with this much power. Like, it's not just about the number of people. It's like, so many of them are so powerful. Multiple presidents and prime ministers and royal family members and the Saudis and everyone, you know, it's like everyone, you know, it's literally every world leader, man. It's basically everyone in the Western power sphere. So you have lots of people implicated in America, Europe, Saudi Arabia specifically, and to an extent Russia, but there's like kind of an external force there as well, because like at the time a lot of the Epstein stuff was going on, A lot of people kind of consider, like, the Russia was kind of like breaking away from the Western sphere and becoming its own, like, post-Soviet, you know, Dugin-esque, like, power block, right? You know, but a lot of the Epstein stuff was happening back when people thought that, you know, Russia could be part of NATO and Israel, right? Israel and America, the two most Western countries. Biden being a real Zionist and not being in the finals is shocking. Just doing it for the love of the game, man. Love of the game. But there's not very much, like, Asian power, for example, in the Epstein files. Actually, there's basically none. They didn't like Xi Jinping. God bless Xi Jinping, man. You know, as far as I know, not a pedophile. Basically the only world leader not to be one.
Didn't want to talk about. He didn't want to talk about all the crime that is happening in his state. California refuses to honor detainees because of its dangerous sanctuary city policies. The refusal means California has released 4,561 criminal illegal aliens onto...
Okay, let's watch a couple more clips. Then we have to go... Like, again, if you want to watch the whole 5-6 hours of it, 6-7, then you can go on C-SPAN. Okay, thoughts at the end.
Former Prince Andrew, Donald Trump attended various parties with Jeffrey Epstein. I want to know, were there any underage girls at that party or at any party that Trump attended with Jeffrey Epstein?
I remember this.
This is so ridiculous.
That's such a good clip, dude. That's such a good clip. I can't, it's so good. Her expression is unreadable as anything other than, come on, man. Come on, dude. You know, we all know. Will you let off it? It's unbelievable. It's like, it's genuinely, it's like, did somebody just say this? It's like L.A. Noire. It's like you're playing a detective video game where the NPCs are animated to emote in such a way that a regular person can try to intuit what they're thinking, you know?
Or at any party that Trump attended with Jeffrey Epstein.
This is so ridiculous.
Like 5 full seconds of silence and the hand and the sigh. It's insane. It's simulated. We live in a simulation. I can't.
Ridiculous. And that they are trying to deflect from all the great things Donald Trump has done. There is no evidence that Donald Trump has committed a crime. Everyone knows that. This has been the most transparent presidency. He's the one
I got your answer. You
President
said there's no evidence.
Trump asked
Chairman, please
the
stop
like
the clock.
Sign
please stop
the
clock.
The legislation. This is
time.
This
like
is
time belongs, my time. Time belongs to the gentleman from California.
Okay. Reminder, everything she's saying here is under oath. Like, they could arrest her over this. It's just, A, they would need to get some Republican approval, which they might be able to get because Pam Bondi is not that popular within the MAGA movement. But also, like, they basically never hold anyone in contempt. Or they never go after anyone for perjury.
I'm going to put up another document from a witness who called the FBI's National Threat Operations Center because I believe you
just... Why did he even choose her? Loyalty.
Lied under oath. There is ample evidence in the Epstein file.
Don't you ever accuse me of a crime.
I believe you just lied under oath, and this is all on videotape. You said there's no evidence of a crime. I'm showing you. Here is a witness statement.
The reason she reacted that way is because that's what's running through their mind 24/7. Every member of the Trump admin at this point is basically thinking, how do I not get arrested after this all falls apart? You know, I guarantee, like, they're all talking about it behind the scenes. It's on their mind 24/7. They're like, okay, we can't openly break ranks and flee like rats in a ship, because the first person to flee like a rat in a ship is likely the one who's going to be arrested, you know, because then the Republicans will sign up to arrest them too. But they're all nervous about it.
Man who called into the FBI's threat operations center, he drove Donald Trump around in a limo. He overheard what Donald Trump said to Jeffrey on his cell phone. He was so angry, he was going to stop a limo and hurt Donald Trump. And he met a girl who said she was raped by Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. She later had her head blown off, and officers at the scene said that could not have been suicide. No one at the Department of Justice
interviewed this witness. You need to interview this witness immediately. Epstein should rot in hell. So should the men.
Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. This guy reps Beverly Hills. I left a while ago. Can't pitch in her vote.
Immediately. Epstein should rot in hell. So should the men who patronize this operation. And as we sit here today, there are over 1,000 sex trafficking victims, and you have not held a single man accountable. Shame on you. If you had any decency, you would resign right after this hearing.
Can't even make eye contact, man. Jesus Christ.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
Look at her. Look at her facially. She's like acting out being defiant and guilty. Christ. He's only been in Congress since 2015, so after you left for college? I guess it would have been like right around that time, yeah.
FBI. Did you ask Merrick Garland that the last 4 years? Did you talk about Epstein?
I am reclaiming my time. I'm glad you're asking about Merrick Garland.
You don't get a reclaim time when you don't...
Because this is bigger than Watergate.
Yes, he does. He does, actually. That's how that works.
When I don't answer a question the way you want.
This goes over four administrations. You don't have to go back to Biden. Let's go back to Obama. Let's go back to George Bush. This cover-up spans decades, and you are responsible for this portion of it.
And that's...
I want to know, at what point did the FBI and the DOJ decide that Lex Wessner was not a co-conspirator? Because our...
Massey's the only one that gets this, man. Pam Bondi is not a good speaker. You can just talk over her. Her like, indignant bluffing only works if you let it. You can just, like, ram right through, and she'll shut the fuck up.
Epstein Files Transparency Act requires you, please put it back on the screen, please... to release the internal decision about whether to prosecute him or not, and it's not in the files, and it's not in the files for any of these other men.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
May she answer?
Is Massey smart? Yeah. He's also a libertarian, so, you know, I wouldn't go to him for economic policy, but he does genuinely seem to not like pedophiles, which, I mean, the bar's, like, super low, but that actually makes him the single best Republican.
Will you create a joint task force of the Department of Justice and governors and state attorney generals and district attorneys across the country to investigate the crimes that have taken place against these victims and more than 1,000 like them? The DOJ is not doing its job. Will you create a task force with state and local law enforcement to make that happen?
No.
The lady can respond. She wants to.
Thank you, Chairman. He called Chase Mulligan a wild goose chase and didn't even know who he was. He is a defendant in your own district who preyed on girls.
Mr. Chairman.
Well, you know what? If he were part of the Epstein investigation, you wouldn't do anything about it.
Online chat rooms and committed.
Oh. She hasn't looked good in a single one of these clips, man. MAGA is not going to. I don't know what the Fox 5 is going to be running with, you know, to launder the whole thing.
Asked, Mr. Chairman, are not trick questions. They're not gotcha questions. They're actually basic questions about how the Department of Justice functions. And the unwillingness of this Attorney General to answer them in good faith when a member of Congress asks how many people work at the National Cryptocurrency Enforcement Team and the Attorney General refuses to answer it. It is not.
Why did Jasmine Crockett keep screaming in the background? Because Jasmine Crockett has a Senate seat she wants to win.
Not a coincidence. It's because she eliminated the team. Why? Because her boss, the President of the United States, is making...
I mean, is this trial actually not inconsequential? It's not a trial. It's an inquiry. It's a hearing. Listen, okay? You don't know which snowflake is going to cause the avalanche, all right? Anything that makes the Republican Party look bad is morally good. This makes them look very, very bad. Does it move the needle by 1%? By 0.5%? 0.5% is like still millions of people, you know.
Money hand over fist, $1.4 billion over the course of the last year through crypto.
Well, not million, it's like a fraction of a million, but it's a large number of people.
Currency holdings. I think what is happening at the Department of Justice is a disgrace, Mr. Chairman, and I would urge you to gain control of this hearing. With that, I yield back the balance of my time.
As a person in Hungary, I'm so embarrassed for you. It wouldn't fly even here in the pseudo dictatorship. That is true. Yeah, genuinely. This is like unprecedented and unique, you know, in how embarrassing it is. There are tin pot dictatorships. There are African warlords who abide by greater standards of conduct, you know? I like, genuinely, I wonder if I could, like, as crazy as he was, if I went back and I looked through, like, I don't know, government hearings under Mugabe in Zimbabwe or whatever, if I, like, would I find anything as openly, brazenly stupid as this? Maybe. I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
The same level of facility. I don't know why. But, you know, instead of talking about Ghislaine Maxwell, who hopefully will die in prison, hopefully will die in prison.
I have a
question. Ghislaine Maxwell right now, by the way, is saying that she won't testify unless she gets a pardon from Trump. So that's where we're at on that one.
About Irina Zarutska.
I have a couple
who
of other
died on
questions.
A subway.
Right. And I absolutely...
You don't talk about that.
I have been talking about it and actually helping with these issues. But we're going to move back to you.
I bet we are.
Yes, of course, because you're here to testify. That's what the whole point of this endeavor is. So, of course, we're moving back to you. It is all about you.
So, the same... Who is Chris Mayle?
Was... The president is aware. Please stop talking. It is not your time to ask questions. It is not your time. I'm reclaiming my time, Mr. Chair.
Time belongs to the gentlelady from Vermont.
Was the president aware of Secretary Lutnick's ties to Epstein when he chose him to lead the Department of Commerce? Was he aware?
Chris Malin was a Border Patrol agent.
Okay, so I'm going to conclude that the president, in fact, did know about his ties because he was the next door neighbor.
Shame on you.
Oh, for goodness sakes. This is pathetic. This is pathetic, Mr. Chair. I am not asking trick questions here. The American people have a right to know the answers to this. These are senior officials in the Trump administration.
Bondi has a pig nose. It probably would make her look less guilty if she didn't have that. Like, it's the busted Mar-a-Lago surgery they all get where they, you know, with all the Botox and asking to look like a 12-year-old, you know, apple-cheeked German girl or whatever. Her nose is like the bottom part of it is like at a 30-degree slant up from the philtrum, you know? Her eyes need lifting. Her eyes are really downturned. She got that Hawk-Tua face? She do, though.
I know the answers to this. These are senior officials in the Trump administration. This is not a game, Secretary.
I'm Attorney General.
My apologies, I couldn't tell. By 2008, we knew that Epstein was a convicted sexual abuser.
Clean.
And we now know that Lutnick went to Epstein's Island in 2012. How was that not a deal breaker for the president? And why aren't you asking questions of the Commerce Secretary about what he saw when he was at the island, which he lied about not ever going to? Why are you not asking these questions? And I know the...
Jesus. We're almost caught up. I'm skipping. I'm just going for the ones that have a lot of likes because, I mean, we understand that Pam Bondi is being belligerent and responding to every direct question with deflection and indignation. So we understand, like, the thrust of the thing. I'm just looking for the good zingers. Oh, speaking of, here's Crockett.
Quote,
who brought a f***ing sign, of course.
The freedom of speech away. And at your direction, DOJ has arrested Don Lemon and Georgia Fort. And I might add that y'all actually had a judge that rejected y'all for trying to arrest Don Lemon before, just like the grand jury rejected y'all as it relates to Senator Kelly, just like a grand jury rejected y'all as it relates to Senator Slotkin, just like the case against Tish James was dismissed and the case against Mr. Comey was dismissed. I completely don't get how it is that you're sitting at the top of DOJ because you don't seem to be good at your job. You're spending more taxpayer resources, quote, took...
Yeah, this is where she shines. Crockett hates white blonde women with busted noses. That's what she's here for. We caught up? Holy shit, are we caught up? Did we do it? Whew. I don't know whether or not she's been set up to take the fall to an extent. Like, it's very possible. We do know that the ship is sinking, and they are all, to some extent or another, aware of the fact that there's basically nothing they can do to fix it. Skip this one. I skipped a lot of them. What's special about this one? The rats are queuing up. Again, the difficulty for them is that the first rats to flee are the ones that are for sure, right? Maybe not somebody like Dan Bongino, but if like higher level admins start to flee the MAGA movement, they'll be targeted vindictively by the people around them. And therefore, like, they're less likely to escape, you know? They're all kind of just waiting to see when everyone should jump at the same time as... I want to see Ted Lieu. Yeah, I mean, man, definitely, like, held the day, right?
Congressman, what's your reaction to Pam Bondi and her testimony so far in the hearing? Yeah,
Pam Bondi lied under oath. She said there was no evidence
of wrongdoing. Sir, you have, like, a booger.
In the Epstein files of Donald Trump. That's just a lie. There's multiple documents that show wrongdoing by Donald Trump. I showed her one. A witness had called in the FBI's National Threat Operations Center and reported evidence of a crime committed by Donald Trump, and no one at the Department of Justice interviewed that witness. That's just one example of Pam Bondi lying under oath. And the fact remains that as of today, there are over 1,000 acknowledged victims of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking operation. Pam Bondi has not held a single man accountable. That is ludicrous, shameful, and if she had any decency, she should resign.
That is true. Yeah. It's I don't know. We do live kind of in a joke country. Unfortunately, I feel like it's not going to change moving forward, because this standard of engagement is now the floor for Republicans. And I feel like the only, like, Democrats are not going to learn the right lesson from this, which is that this can only happen if there are no consequences to doing it. So there have to be consequences to doing it. On the plus side, you know, it's definitely a good thing for us that they're this bad at justifying their behavior. I mean, nobody's looking at that and coming away thinking Pam Bondi did well, you know. I wonder if she'll face backlash within the admin just for having handled that so poorly, you know. Her only intended audience is Trump, though. I don't really think that's true. She's already in, you know? Yeah, it's too late to back off.